Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Daddy J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Steady J will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the leader intercession. Break out the crack of dawn. Keep the rings of wars blazing to the dome. Proofs can't believe the hype, believe the hype. The girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight. Keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still plenty. Victory, going strong for the belt. We're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies left with pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make Boomer get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Teddy J, and welcome to Life at Dusk Live. Man, it is a beautiful, 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 beautiful Thursday, which is the last day of regular show schedule week. Man, I really appreciate you guys for coming through, showing some love. Just coming to into there, another great show. Man, it's been a crazy week, but I'm getting through it. And most of the craziness has been good. But, of course, you know, a lot of bad stuff happens, so we get through it. Anyways, I wanted to say shout-out to, I definitely want to send a shout-out to Union Avenue Entertainment. I want to also send a shout-out to International for, -hiphop.com. And go to go to International-hiphop.com. And you can go there, you can check out all the artists who are on this upcoming mixtape. You can see some of the features on there. And it's going to be pretty good, man. Really, some really great stories coming out of it. I've got a chance to interview most of them. So it's pretty great stuff going on. And I also want to say shout out to Picture Perfect on photography for my photo shoot yesterday. I was pretty, I was filming it. Kind of did something a little different than my usual photo shoots. Did a little natural stuff, you know, pretty much out in the air, open air and stuff. I really want to do something like that, a little bit different than the average scene. But today I'm going to let y'all know we're going to have an artist on here today, and that's by my boy, the name of JT. This is a phenomenal artist, very phenomenal. He's found a way to take traditional dance hall and soca and fuse it with hip hop and pop. And he goes, it's just crazy, man. And put all those styles together, you have JT's music. So he's just an artist who's yet trying to bring something different to the table. And you have to appreciate that people try to bring something new. And basically just trying to still stay close to the original stuff, you know, not disrespecting what came before it. You're doing a really good job. And Union Avenue Entertainment is who he is being released through. He also has a Billboard chart. We'll be talking about all this with him when he comes on the show here in a few. So just big ups to that. And everyone that's listening, you know, always on the show, you always send, let me know. If you can't sign to the chat room, you can always go to twitter.com/SettyJDusk. Let me know you're listening. Facebook.com/SettyJDusk. You can listen to the show from there, as well as I would send some love as well. Lots of different ways to listen to the show. And just really thank you guys. And by the way, Lifehead does disregard the tweet I sent earlier. Lifehead does radio is up. We've revamped it. Whole nother ID and everything. We're still using the same network and everything. We just kind of updated some really great. And now you can actually get it on a lot more shoutcast syndicated stuff. So really great, man. I'm really feeling it. And it's great. I'm so glad and very fortunate to have the artists who on there who give the music to play on there. We just, you know, get a chance to show them some love, and they show us some love by allowing us to play their music. So very great. What we're going to do now, we'll go ahead and go to actually some music and then come back. So let's go ahead and play one of his great peoples in Union Ave as well. This is my girl Brittany Lee. This is Power Moves, and we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live right after this. JT, this is Closer Baby, and it's actually placed on the Billboard charts, so big ups to that. A lot of big love for that one. We're going to have to play that, and right after that, we should be close to having my boy JT on, so we'll be right back.
Baby. You know this is JT, yeah. Return City, when the girl never the body, you know, that's a
everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. What's up, everyone?
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. Ceddy J, I see you, man. Yay!
All right, welcome back. Man, I don't know about y'all, but reggae music is just, it's something about it, it's like really powerful. When you hear it, you just start moving around, man. It really does, it hits you right there. And it's, if you can stand still when a reggae song is on, something is freaking wrong with you, honestly. Anytime reggae or dance hall is on, you can stand still. I don't know how you do it, but I can't do it. I start feeling it, and I'm like, okay. Even if it's just a simple shoulder bomb, shoulder moves, starting side to side, you can't. There's no way you cannot do it, man. Oh man, that was Closer, Baby, by my boy JT. And when I first heard, got a chance to hear that track, I was definitely blown away by it. It was something very nice to listen to. And the beat was just good and just classic. Like I said, he's definitely making sure he's showing love. He's bringing a new aspect to the genre, but at the same time, he's keeping that classic feeling to it, not demeaning how it was put out there to be. So it's big ups to him on that. Big ups to people who led the forefront for music as far as that type of style of music. It's big ups to them. I'm going to go ahead and while we're in my boy JT, we're going to talk about some more of the stuff coming on international international hyphen hiphop.com. You go there, like I said, you go there, you see most of the artists are already on there as far as their features. You can go in there, and it's pretty good, man. It's a lot of great stuff going on in there. Got a chance. I'm happy. I got a chance to be on there now. It's really crank. I find it a great honor to be on there, and there's a lot of great artists all over the place, all over the world. There's no gimmick. It really is artists from all over the world on there. And if you get a chance to check it out, definitely go check it out, because you'll definitely be impressed with what you see. Seeing the latest entry they have in there right now is an artist by the name of Kenny Lynn. And y'all definitely check her out. Let's see. Okay, we got, of course, my good old local cat, and that's my girl, T. Hollaby. She's the next most recent person that's placed on as a feature on there. And let's see. Of course, they got one about the creator, Scott McDowell. ABM, I got a chance. I shared a whole week. Spent a whole week with them on the airwaves, with his peoples, man. Platinum Trini Entertainment, definitely a great group of artists that came out from that, and just great music. And let's see, anything else on the front page for that? Oh, of course, you go see Life at Dusk Live is on there, entitled "Where There's a J, There's a Way." And Brandy Lee, who's actually a label mate for my boy JT, is on there. You see Action, another label mate is. Swag and Taylor Swift. Precise and Rabbit. A lot of great artists on there. Y'all definitely go check it out. All right. We'll go ahead and go to another one of JT's songs. I'll wait on them. This next track by him is... This is a DJ favorite as been going on. You know, Closer Baby is definitely top of the charts, but this is starting to become a great DJ favorite. This is More Fire. I'm going to play More Fire, and we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live.
Tell what she wants, tell what she needs. She wants a real fireman with the fire ring. Tell what she wants, tell what she needs. She wants a fireman to give up more fire. She wants more fire. She wants more fire, more fire, more fire. So I give her more fire. I give her more fire. I give her the switching calories and man culture them. She wants more fire. She wants more fire. She wants more fire.
Our words, we're back on Life It Does Live with your boy City J. That was my boy JT's track, More Fire. That's definitely one of the tracks. I can see why EJ's like it. That one was nice and smooth, but that one had some hit to it, the More Fire track. So I can see why the DJs are really feeling that one. So we're going to go ahead and open the line because my boy JT is in the building. We're opening the line for him right now. What's up, JT?
Yeah, what's up, Daddy?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you in the building, man. It's definitely an honor.
Yeah, man. Good to be there, too.
And I say shout out to everybody that's listening, too, man. Just big ups to all of y'all. What's good. Man, we got a chance to play two of your tracks already on today's show. Closer Baby, which topped the Billboard charts, and then More Fire, which we just played, which are both great tracks, man. And you know, we definitely got to get down to the bottom of how you even got into music, and then as far as your feeling of when you were actually going into making those tracks. So first off, kind of tell us the background story of how you actually got started in music.
Well, music basically, man, I raised up church, you know, singing up on choir, you know, pulpit from 9 years old. But, back island, the return, I mean, Flowers Bay, we have a talent show every year, they have a talent show. I always used to link up with the talent shows and, you know, doing songs around my community about, you know, lifestyle that goes on around the people start to liking it. And I, like, the 13, 14 years old, I mean, I kept music more serious, taking it national, you know what I mean? And coming to performing on cruise ship in the Caribbean and coming to New York and performing in New York, I have got the chance to work with a friend of mine, DJ Ro Capone, to make my first official instrumental, official song, which was More Fire. And it, you know, after I went to doing Closer Baby, and those two songs just keep, you know, I went and I promote them to DJs. DJs start spinning them right away, start tearing up the clubs on the street. And that was sense, like, I, you know, I love music, I take music serious, so I see this a gift talent, and, you know, I nurture it, and this, it bring me to this level where I am today, and I'm going to keep pushing it.
And most definitely, I feel if your music, I mean, as you put a lot of heart into your music, you can feel, you can always tell when someone is making music and it's just for money, and you can tell when someone's making it and their heart's really in it. And you can feel that your passion is really into doing this, and I'm glad that it's paying off for you.
Yeah, music, you see, why I'm now, like, music have been a very good, like, for example, like I love to say what to me, and it's like a, it's more than just music, it's a spiritual feeling. It's a, when you're singing, when you're on stage, and, you know, you're doing your music, feel good, you know, no worries at all. So music was always that part of me that I love about music, the way it let me feel, you know what I mean? And I enjoy doing music, and making music for the people that you enjoy. You know, you see so much people enjoying your music. It's a good thing that you can make something and make so much people love it and enjoy it at the same time, you know, make other people happy with it. So I enjoy doing that. So I love the music.
It's like, as far as, like, when you go into writing, like, preparing yourself to write music, or, you know, just get ready to go to the studio, how do you use to prepare yourself?
Well, basically, when I go to the studio, most of the time, I don't have a song put together. I mostly write my song, I'm writing the book, or in the studio, right there, I put them together. But most of my music, I'm on real life thing, like, you know, for example, like More Fire, it's like, I always had a storyline about me coming to America, and build up in more fire again, the people that move ahead in America and throughout the world, more fire from all the way from Rakan, you know. That's my highlight, that's my vision of coming to America and people that move fire, like, you know. It's a new, fresh heart to the world, new island to the world, new everything to the world. It's like more fire. So that's on my vision of more fire song. So that's the way I write it. I write it and put it together. Closer Baby, on the other hand, in the club dancing to a girl, the girl is kind of far distant from you. You know, if you really listen to Closer Baby song, you will hear how I'm saying, move a little closer, baby. Like you're telling the girl to move a little closer, because what I want to do, girl, is get next to you, type things like that. So I basically write songs like a story. So that's how I come up with my songs. I'm more, you know, that's how I come up with my idea for my songs, and then a storyline. All my songs have to be a story.
And I just say that song, Closer Baby, most definitely, like, fits close to home with me. That's how I am when I'm in the club. I'm not the type of dude that go in the club that I like to wall hug. I'm one of the ones I like to move around. So I see a nice girl. That song is like exactly what my mindset is. Move a little closer, baby.
Yeah, man. Yo, like about 2-3 weeks ago, I went out to this club here in New York. They're busting that in the club right now in New York. They went off bad with the song there. And trust me, I see how the people them dance to the song. It's definitely something that, I mean, a guy would definitely dance with a girl and be saying, like, if you really listen to the lyrics, then, you know, just like if he got on there, you know, it's a good club song.
Yeah, because I took it over to, cause my neighbors, they party. It's a late party every night. And so I took it over there, too. I said, you know, I said, I can't go take this over. I said, I bet you they'll be feel this. Because I'd be hearing they play party every night. So I took it over to them, and I'd be here every time. I started to get in party mode over there. I hear that song at least once.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh.
Don't take that off a more fire song either, yo. Trust me, DJ spinning that song so much right now, dude. Just the other, a few months ago back, these school kids were having a sweet 16 birthday back on the island, and they had a more fire song. They jamming the song in the party, but some of them were sitting on a porch, and they were dancing on the porch, all in upstairs, trumping up, singing, more fire, you want more fire, and the porch dropped down, break down and drop. I mean, other people them underneath the porch. Trust me, dog. Like 11 people them had to went hospital. Them were, you know, injured and things, but nothing major. But just to see how people react to more fire song whenever the bus is in the club. You know what I mean?
It
happened like a few months ago.
It's kind of funny how you do it too, because you can play more fire, get everybody crunk, and then it's like we're trying to get everyone nice and relaxed. It's like not only to tell a story, but it's like each song is like a chapter to another, to make a whole night in the club is like a storybook. And like each of your songs are like chapters, and they kind of just go piece by piece.
yeah. Each one of them is each link. You know what I'm talking about, because that's how I did the music. That's how my whole idea was like that. Like, I come, I blow up in America, and then I bust out in more fire, because I give the people that more fire. It's that chapter thing, just like what you're saying. But that's my vision for my whole, you know, my whole music thing career. Like, I always want to, I like to make for my music is a storyline. People can be able to follow up in what I'm doing. You know, some people make music just to make music, but then a good music with a good storyline, a good topic, trust me. A classic music that.
And my one question I definitely want to know, like, how did you actually get involved with Union Avenue Entertainment?
Oh, yeah, Union, well, a friend of mine, well, actually the mall is close to my house, so yeah. A friend of mine, Lamar Ramsey, he worked in the bank. So, yeah, he was listening to my music. He like, yo, man, I hold this friend of mine that let him hear your music. You know what I'm saying? He can help you out with some moves and stuff. And that's when he linked me up to Ulysses. And then Ulysses heard the music, and right away he was like, yo, you got something, you're solid, drum. So it was since, and me and Ulysses been in link back and forth, and today we're making moves together. So RBI Record and Union Avenue Entertainment, definitely, that's how I got linked up with him. And ever since, we've been making moves together, so.
I definitely want to say, too, man, like, I think that was a good move because, like, when I got a chance to, like, sit down and, like, talk to him, he really, like, you know, you can tell when someone is, like, really passionate about the people they work with, and he genuinely cares about y'all. That's something that a lot of times, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you can do business and then also genuinely care about people as well. And the way he talks about y'all and how much he just feels like he really wants to put his all into everything when it comes to y'all. It's very great. I'm glad that I've got a chance to see artists, you know, do that. You know, because that's the thing that bugs me sometimes. Some artists don't get that feeling of working with people who genuinely care about them.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say about ULSC. I mean, since I've been into the music industry, I've been seeing a lot of people come up to you and then promise you that ULSC is a type, and he will say things like it is, you know what I mean? And whatever he say, I've seen enough improvement of things that he say he would get done, and he get it done, you know what I mean? That's one thing I can say about him. I respect his hustle, and he do what he gonna do, and he get it done. And that's the people like that I definitely, definitely love to work with, you know, because my music serious. So anybody come up to me and say, oh, I deal, if them serious, is it serious, I deal with them. But they're not serious, I ain't got no time for them. My clock is already clock out. No time on my watch. Serious like this. But
I laugh at them. They're like, I want to do music. And you ask them and you go, and it's like, oh, God, I feel like we're going to talk to someone that has no idea what to get ready, even open their mouth, even have a discussion about.
Yeah, man. You want to see us a good dude, man. We talk mostly like, we talk about 3 to 4 times, something mostly every day, man.
Okay, so that leaves the next part, because then you're with Union Ave, and then it leaves the next part, which is now you're about to be featured on this mixtape, which has like people from all over the world, and it literally does have people from all over the world. Global Tech mixtape series, like what was the reaction when you got word of that?
Well, when I heard about the collaborative, I mean, the a lot of different variety of music and artists going to be on the same CD, it definitely was, because he looked after music like this, for example, like, that CD, you know, my music did definitely outstand in a highlight, you know what I mean, because my music is a lot different than the rest of the music that's going to be on that CD, you understand? So that bring a next market, a next zone, a next avenue, a next link to my music, you understand? Me as a Caribbean artist, I also want to be part of R&B music and hip hop music, because I love hip hop and R&B. I have a lot of I write music as well. I just write a music for Jesse Saunders, the originator of house music. I even write house music, man. I'm on everything, man. So I definitely allow that when you listen to the type crowd and fans that music was going to reach. It was something different for me. And it put the music on a next level. So I definitely like that.
Definitely, man. And I've pretty much, man, I've heard and pretty much every artist that came here so far into the show and listened to their music, y'all all do have, that's the great thing about it, you all do have different styles of music, and that's a great thing, because a lot of times you hear a mixtape and everyone sounds the same, or it's like, you can say this artist sounds like this artist, like you all do have your own sound, and it's just so great, you get to hear, you really get a chance, especially a person like me, I like pretty much every genre. So if you just, so I like to hear a mashup of different things, different styles or whatnot, and y'all kind of compliment that.
Yeah, I love to make a lot of different types. True one. For example, you see me as a reggae artist, but you would not know that R&B music is my number one music, you know. R&B music is my dream music. Like that, it's my favorite music. You know what I mean? So, if you listen to my music, you will see me in the hardcore reggae dancehall world. But then again, if you really listen to my whole album, you will hear a lot of R&B blend type in my music. You know, because that's how I want to keep it. I want to make sure. I want to see my music cross over to the R&B world in the future. I have a song, R&B song, big tune there. that could follow up, man. You know, like a fire and close a baby. Big future thing that, but trust me, I had everything in the future. But for right now, you know.
And we actually got Trevor, you haven't played yet of the three. We actually got another track by you, too, with Glenn Washington. How was that working with Glenn Washington, the legendary Glenn Washington?
Yeah, Glenn Washington, reggae legend. I went up to Miami, and they was out there, and I linked up with them. They love my music, so they're like, yo, let's do a collab together. You know, that'll bring a different, you know, in a different market, different zone. So I collaborated a song with him, and we put that song like a month ago, and it was since now in his zone, and people in his area now know me. You know, so it was a good thing working with Glenn. Glenn is a very easy artist to work with. You have some artists that, you know, come into the booth and they're really not understanding how the thing going. But collaborating and working with him was very easy. And that's the song we come up with, On the Low. It's like a good guy, bad guy type thing, that song. I'm playing the bad guy side. I'm the bad dude on that.
Don't worry, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. If y'all don't mean JT's a bad guy, all of it, he's just a bad guy in this song.
I'm the bad boy in that. Yeah, I'm the bad boy on that one. People right, loving
man,
that
we
song too, man.
We're actually going to play it right now, that we come back and then We'll ask a few more questions, and then we'll also open the lines up for anyone to ask you any questions. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. This is All the Love, man. This is featuring Glenn Washington. Of course, with my boy JT, as he said, playing the bad guy. Here we go.
Yeah, bad boy.
Fresh like vegetables. JT alongside of Glenn Washington.
All the time I spent with you, promoting this love we share, it's like heaven when you are near, and every day love still feels brand new, till I don't know what to do, I know true love won't make me blue, for all the love that we've been missing, all that kissing, and all the things that lovers do, baby, a brand new vibe that I am feeling, I'm not kidding, can't love you like I do. Oh, is that the guy that's with you? He's only passing through. Oh, is that the guy that's with you? He can't love you like I do. Oh, is that the guy that's with you? He's only passing through. Just like the others, he'll put you down. I'll be always around, baby. Solidly rooted in ground, filling in on to the feelings we share. Lots of ladies out there, I am here to stay. I ain't going anywhere. Now tell me.
That's my boy JT featuring the legendary Glenn Washington, bringing it back. And by the way, everyone, the lines are open. One call in. The number is 347-202-0389. And man, like I said, that leads back to my story. I mean, like you got, of course, if you start off in this order, if you go more fire, it's, you know, it's real heart pumping, and it got you real live in the club. And then closer, baby, get you a little bit closer to the chick. You kind of fast moving a little bit, fast grinding, and then all the love kind of just tones the night down all the way. So it's like I say, your music plays out like a great story.
Thanks, man. I like to make music for all, you know, all different strokes, for different folks, people to enjoy, you know?
Oh, definitely, man. Okay, so I got a couple of questions for you, as far as, like, crazy questions and whatnot. First one is, as far as, like, now we talk about Ulysses, as far as, like, any of the other artists that's within the label as well, what's the process on them? Like, for instance, Brandi Lee, you know, she's another great artist you have that's underneath the label, and I got a chance to hear her, and she's interesting. I love her music. I like what she's doing. She's doing something very interesting, and like just kind of like, what's like your feel on her music?
Well, I check out some of her stuff there on the website, and you know, we never met in person, but I like her flow to her music is something real different. And I heard the potential in her music. You know, it's very energetic. So I feel in her voice. Her voice, too, is very, you know, you can hear the the sexiness. You know, there's some girls they go and sing, but the song too dude-ish. You don't want to see a girl up on a song singing like a dude. You want to see a girl singing on a song like a sexy girl. So I like the vibe of her music, you know what I mean? You know, her voice, she got a good voice. I like her music.
Okay. Well, definitely, like I said, I got to tell you, she has a lot of edge. And we actually get a chance to interview her on Tuesday, so that's going to be interesting. I can't wait for that one.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting, man, just to kind of, no, so basically within less than a week, we got a chance to talk to most of the Union AFM, and, man, it's be, like I said, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So some of my crazy questions. As far as like the wildest moment that's happened to you in your career, what's like the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, in the music field.
Yes, sir.
And there's so much, but when you say the wildest one, let me let me compare them. Like, let me see. I was on a cruise ship, performing, and after the performance, the other day I went back to my job. But I used to work with it, in the area where the cooks them work. You know, you work in the cook them area, you always go have food all over. You smell like food. You're cooking food. And I had this producer come up to me. You know, he sent this guy to call me to their diner. Those are big producer, you know, like guests and things like that, you know what I mean? No employee not allowed to go their area. So I felt very, very ashamed to walk out there looking like food all over me and smelling like food, you know? And
right.
Some of the prettiest girls that I performed for that night, when they see me looking all nice and okay, now today they're going to see me looking like some kind of overcooked food looking dude. So I felt very, very, very ashamed to walk out there. But that was a big challenge for me. And I take that opportunity and I say, you know what? Hey, I want my music. So I go in out here and I don't care if the embarrassment. I go in and see what this brethren want to say. So I walk out there that day in the diner. And I mean, everybody's just staring after me, and I walk up to him, and he said he have a phone number and an address for me, a producer in New York, definitely would make some beats for me and work with me. So that was the big chance to get Closer Baby and More Fire did. That's when my big break. I think that was like, you know, that challenging to me. I never had the courage to walk out there and amongst all those people looking like food and smelling like food. And it was a challenge. So, yeah, that's my crazy stuff.
I mean, I understand how you feel too, because like working at, like when you're going to do stuff and then like working at Build-A-Bear Workshop or whatnot. And of course, everyone knows that's the store where you build stuffed animals and whatnot, and then coming home with all that stuff on your face and all that, sometimes you forget because you like brush it all off of you, and you got to walk up to somebody and they try to meet with you, and you're like, okay, I got her to meet with them, and you got all this, and they thinking someone thought I was turning old. They thought I was older than I was because I still had all that white fuzz in my face, so they think I'm older. I'm like, oh my God. I know how you feel.
Yeah, a lot of, like, more people when they heard More Fire song and then they meet me in person, they be like, yo, dude, I thought this was some big dude, like, tall, humongous dude. This song's so rough, like, you're so, it's like, my face is so heavy like that. So they be like, yo, I thought you were older than this, like, a bigger dude type thing. Like, nah, man, a regular dude with this.
But yeah, because like, especially yeah, but every time somebody has like a real powerful voice, that's obviously they think they always, you know, what the? And, like, I laugh when people think I'm short. I still laugh at it. They think I don't know where to get this.
Oh.
It's got a short for some real reason.
Yeah, I know. Girls, they never say short. They thought I was small. Like they thought I was like big. I mean, like a big. Like the way my voice sounds rugged. Yeah, they thought of it. They would be meeting someone big, huge, 6'9" type dude, you know, basketball size dude. Hey, nah, man. And all that. A regular thing, this.
Right, right. Man, actually, we got about 5 minutes of the show, man. Definitely let us know as far as, like, ways we can check out your music and just support different websites we can support you at, man.
Yeah, you can check me out on 111hiphop, you know, .com, unionavenueentertainment.com. You can also check out my MySpace /JT, that's JHAY. T like Tom, E like Elephant, A like Apple. See, most people get confused with my name. They think it's just a J and a T. But
T,
really,
right.
It's JT, like Jatea. Like some say Jatea, some say, you know, but I call it, it's JT. I just find a unique way to spell it because my nickname was given to me from my birth name, which is Justin. And I find a way to spell JT like that. JHAYTEA. JT. So, yeah, you can check me out on MySpace, JT. You can Google my name. It's a whole lot of things out there you're not see from JT yet. And make sure to check out Closer Baby on iTunes. Go and download that song. Get your ringtone. The song will be major. Remember what I say? More fire, same thing. iTunes. Tune with me and Glenn Washington, iTunes. Go and get them song, man. You know?
And most definitely, man. I'm glad to have you on the show. You've done a whole lot, man. You know, I love you. You're very humble, and like I said, you brought another spirit to the mixtape that a lot of people can appreciate. They're definitely going to be like, okay. And I'm a person that loves. I mean, like I said, Closer Baby, man. You put that out. I definitely feel that because anytime when someone makes music and it's positive music for ladies to vibe to, and you know, it helps the guys with the ladies when they got something for the ladies to vibe to, it's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, man. That's what I say. You get the ladies them come to your party. Trust me, the man them gotta come. I sing for the ladies them. Yeah. I'm all about singing for the girls them. I most of my song them is, you know, for the girls them. I like to sing for the girls.
Oh man, I'm definitely, I said once again, I'm glad to have you, and I'm gonna go ahead and close out how we always do it. I always love to do it. That's in everything you do, no matter what you do. Really, you want to be like my boy JT and really put your heart and soul, passion, all that into your music. Or you want to be like myself and just grind hard and just be blessed with such humble artists. Just remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. You have tuned in to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live. We'll see y'all later, man. Shout out to my boy JT and Brandon Lee, Scott McDowell, Ulysses Carson, whole Union Ave Entertainment, North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, Ice Radio USA, and all the listeners. Most definitely shout out to all the listeners. Y'all missed the show? If you missed any part of the show, you can always. Why you go there and download? And I say you going to go there. I'm pretty sure you heard Closer Baby, you heard More Fire, you heard All the Love. You definitely want to download them. While you on iTunes downloading that, you can download this episode for free to listen to and enjoy as much as you want to. See y'all later. On Monday, we'll be back with the Hot Mess After Dusk show. So y'all be ready for that. See y'all later.